Republican State Senator Jim Somerville of Dixon has introduced a series of bills that would effectively end affirmative action in Tennessee. WMOT's reporting partners at Sidelines Newspaper are out with an in-depth look at the legislation today in a piece written jointly by reporters Quint Qualls and Sinclair Sparkman. Qualls says the scope of Somerville's proposed legislation is far-reaching.
It will eliminate minority scholarships. It prevents universities from hiring diversity officers. Hope Scholarship non-traditional students must pass naturalization tests in English and civics as a result of this bill. It prohibits any state entity from compiling data on race, gender, or ethnicity. And it prevents universities from offering preference based on race, gender, or ethnicity for students and employees. And aside from colleges, it ends affirmative action in primary and secondary education and all state government institutions.
Qual says a spokesman for the Tennessee Board of Regents expressed deep concerns about the bill, suggesting it may put federal funding at risk.
The state will no longer be able to compile data on, based on race, gender, or ethnicity for any means. No state institution will be allowed to do that. So that would jeopardize federal financial aid for all students, really.
Somerville is no stranger to controversy. He lost the chairmanship of a Senate committee during the last legislative session after making disparaging remarks about the state caucus of black legislators. You can find the full sideline story about the Somerville legislation online at mtsusidelines.com. That's mtsusidelines.com. Well, here's a taste of Tennessee you should get on your calendar. The National Cornbread Festival in South Pittsburgh is set for April 27th through the 28th. This spring's festival will be the 17th yearly event for the Marion County City. Among attractions are Cornbread Alley, where cooks show off their latest skills. Festival President Beth Duggar tells the Chattanooga Times Free Press the jamming tent is expected to draw more musicians than ever, and there are at least as many craft and food vendors as last year already signed up. The festival is regularly updating its website. You can find that at nationalcornbread.com. That's nationalcornbread, all one word, .com.